Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Bridgetown Podcast. John Mark Comer here. I'm sitting in my office. It's a Tuesday afternoon in Portland, a nice spring day. And just wanted to let you know that we have a brand new book out today. It's called God Has a Name. It is very much born out of our story. We did a series out of Exodus 34, 6, and 7 a number of years ago that we called God Has a Name. That, in turn, was born out of my journey through seminary, along with several of our elders and our teaching team, with Dr. Gary Beshears at Western Seminary and Dr. Tim Mackey of the Bible Project. And both Tim and Gary would come back to this one passage in Exodus 34 over and over and over again. In Gary's language, it's the most quoted verse in the Bible by the Bible, meaning the writers of the Bible circle back to this one paragraph in Exodus 34 when Moses is on top of the mountain, on top of Mount Sinai, and God is there over and over again. It's that line, Yahweh, Yahweh, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and the fourth generation. So I did a series on this a number of years ago along with our teaching team, and it really shaped Bridgetown Church and I think a key pivotal moment in our story. And we're hoping that it does the same for you as you read the book, which is all of that material, but hopefully a little bit better. And it's called God Has a Name, and the basic idea is that God in the English language is a concept that out there somewhere is a creator being, but God in the writings of the Old Testament and the New Testament and the teachings of Jesus, God has a name. It's Yahweh in Hebrew. All sorts of implications of that. At the top of the list is the idea that God is a relational being. He's a person. By person, I don't mean a man or a woman or a human being. By person, I mean he is a relational being who wants to relate to you, to know and be known by you. And this is just the deep weight and gravity of what God is inviting each and every one of you into, a relationship, a Moses-like or Jesus-like relationship with God. So best way I can summarize the book is, and some of you will get this joke, others of you won't, and that's fine, but it's kind of like if A.W. Tozer's The Knowledge of the Holy and Rob Bell's What We Talk About When We Talk About God had a love child, but then she rebelled against her parents. Because it is a book that is about God, and there's lots of other books about God, but I think every generation kind of needs a fresh, new, creative version of it. But on one hand, it's beating up on the progressive recasting of God to make him into a good, educated, left coast, liberal, you know, to update God for the modern world. And then on the flip side, it's also beating up on the kind of hyper-conservative, systematic theology. God is a doctrine in a textbook. He's an idea. Everything that happens is formulaic. It's all the will of God. That kind of more formulaic view of spirituality. And it's fighting for an option C, for a third way forward, for a relational vision of God, past left and right, liberal and conservative, to a deep, fresh way to relate to the God who made you. So my great prayer and hope is that you read the book and that it does something to the way that you not only think about God, because that matters a ton, but the way that you relate to God. So it's available wherever books are sold, online, all of that. If you're listening to our podcast, if you are a part of Bridgetown and you're here in Portland, we'll have it for sale at the Gathering for $5. That's for cost. Can't beat that price anywhere. But otherwise, hope you read it, enjoy it. I think we're going to re-release the God Has a Name teaching series in the not-too-distant future if you want to listen to those podcasts, if you prefer that. But it's all available. Hope you're doing great. And that's it. Grace and peace.